And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Is that what they called you in high school?
No, no, we called them sheep rage. Fucker.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We called this discussion. You before. And like three other people. That was it.
So, yeah, sheep fucker.
Don't make it sound like it was a big thing. A big thing.
I'm bringing the Crunchcast back.
As long as I sound good on your end, you guys are coming in and out with quality, but it doesn't really matter on my side as long as I can hear you.
You never matter.
Yeah.
No.
What's up, everyone? This is Shut Up. Shut Up. Shut your whore mouth.
Oh, my God.
Shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, thanks for the countdown, jackass.
What countdown?
I love countdowns. Let's do a countdown.
Thanks for the hint.
All right. And in 5, 4, 3... What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I'm not fooled.
You could be.
SML 140.
There, 140, dude.
140.
140?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My iPad is running like balls right now. Like, seriously, I'm trying to download OneNote so I could pull up my notes that I have for the show.
And you can't.
And it's just like crawling.
Dude, what the fuck is up with that? Is that the wall? That's not Walmart's actual like app logo, is it?
I don't know if their logo like disappeared or what, but
what the fuck is that?
That's just a blank tile.
Looks stupid.
Yeah.
It's cock and balls.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good times.
Yeah.
So episode 140.
That it? That's all we got.
Thanks no, we're done.
Coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Well, you guys missed out on the harmonics fun last week.
I know. Don't spoil it, because I'm going to listen to it this weekend.
Oh, everyone
yeah,
died.
Here.
You missed it. So, Pappy, you had booty splash going on. How's that treating you?
I was able to graduate to solid food again on Saturday. That was nice.
Nice.
I'm at about 80%
booty
now.
Booty splash.
Fuck yeah, booty splash.
Dude, I cleaned the entire house, because... When you get put on quarters, you can't leave the house unless you got to go, you know, like grab medicine or food. That's it. Like, you can't go shopping.
You never heard me say booty splash before?
No, I haven't, but that's fucking
so,
fantastic.
Booty splash.
I cleaned the whole house. I put up all my pictures. I put everything in storage. I cleaned the house again, and I basically had to clean the bathroom, like, every day for, like, 3 days straight.
He's still talking, isn't he?
I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, no, I just – the long and short of it is whatever the fuck is going around – do
you
your
it.
Damnedest to stay healthy and don't get it because I'm the fourth person that I know of to have gotten this and we've all suffered. Like no vomiting really for all but one, but everyone was nauseous, couldn't really hold down food without feeling sick and just, yeah, like liquid asshole.
I'm probably going
that,
to...
That was also his high school nickname, liquid
asshole.
Liquid asshole.
it was a Metal Gear reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I like it. I'm more than likely I'm gonna end up getting it just because of how much traveling I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw your weekend here. Like, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yep. I'm playing shows every day from now until Saturday.
Sounds He's actually like playing a show right now.
I'm playing a show right now.
So you even have a show on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, I do.
So, spoiler alert, normally we record on Thursdays. Today is Tuesday.
Yep.
So, it's Tuesday.
So maybe I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking. We should totally release this on Thanksgiving.
No, because
oh, yeah.
I'm
now,
doing...
Here's the thing. Well, yes, but, hear me out. If we upload it on Thanksgiving, then all of the people that are put in social awkward situations with their family members will have something to escape to. When they're at their Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah, and if we're talking Black Friday deals, they can actually find out about it before Black Friday.
Precisely.
I was going to put the interview I'm doing on Thanksgiving is like the second half to this.
Do them separate.
But, okay.
Or just put this up tomorrow.
or well, you could do that.
Well, neither episode is going to be on Bleeding Cool until Monday anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's fine, but...
Well, I mean, everybody else can get it.
If it goes on iTunes, I have a friend who is now listening to our show regularly. And
you have a friend?
Well,
I know.
Yeah.
The rates went down.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I have an authenticator app. I got to put a code in. This is so much work just to get my notes.
Your notes. I like
to use one of my hacking notes about video games.
Yes, but I like that you have notes. It's very respectful.
Start using OneNote. Well, it's not that my notes are protected. It's my Microsoft account.
It's my Microsoft account.
It's my Microsoft account.
I like the gradual fade out. There's my Microsoft account. There it goes.
Yeah, I use OneNote for shopping, and that's like it.
For shopping? Like grocery
shopping?
Yeah,
it's great for making a grocery list.
Dude, Wegmans app. The Wegmans app, you can...
I don't have a Wegmans.
Well, you should get one, because...
I'll get right on that. I have to go to 4 different places to replace the wonder of Wegmans.
Wegmans is fantastic. But the Wegmans app, if you use it, you can do your actual grocery list. It'll tell you how much it costs, like down to after the taxable dollar. It'll tell you exactly what aisle each product is in, and it will plan a route for you.
Nice.
Yeah,
that is pretty awesome.
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, I've been getting that Bon Appetit magazine, and I keep forgetting that a lot of their recipes are hoity-toity as shit.
Hoity-toity. Like, I like
it. Yeah, no, I saw there's this one amazing-looking cake I was going to make for tomorrow for our little Thanksgiving luncheon at work, but it calls for pomegranate molasses.
How fucking specific can you get? Like,
yeah, like, well, I could buy a jar of molasses and a bottle of palm.
And mix it together.
Shake it.
Yeah.
Pour the palm in there and just shake it around.
Yeah, but so like, I bought...
That's so retarded.
Shake it. Yeah, so instead I'm bringing two homemade store-bought apple pies.
Homemade store-bought apple pies.
That works.
Yeah.
I like that you're going to take the time to actually get it out of the tin and present it as if you baked it.
No, I'm just going to take the price tag off and say I even made the plastic covering myself.
Oh, okay. See, I like when people take the extra effort to where, like, let's say, I don't know, they get an apple pie from a grocery store or something like that. They take it out of the box, they put it on like their own bakeware, and then they'll do like a sprinkle of powdered sugar on the top of it, so it's like slightly different.
That's like when Ashley and I had my mom and my baba, my grandmother, over for Thanksgiving dinner 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago. So a couple years ago. And this was when we were still living in Berwick, and we were like, you know, we always go to your place for Thanksgiving. Why don't you come to our place for once? We'll have Thanksgiving dinner at our place. And because it's a mom and a grandmother, they automatically assume that we learned how to cook.
Oh, no.
Which is hilarious and absolutely wrong. What we did was we ordered a complete Thanksgiving dinner from Cracker Barrel.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. And everyone came over. Everyone loved it. It was delicious. The only person who complained was me because they had onions and fucking everything.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, how did you learn this recipe? And like the whole time we would just like shrug off the question as much as, but they would like ask where we learned the recipe, and we would just be like, well, it's a home style recipe.
Oh, God damn it. Like, really?
So do you guys even hide the boxes and stuff? Like,
we put everything in, like, normal dishes and everything else and put it on plates and served it at the table.
Right.
And afterwards, they're like, that was delicious. And they're like, okay, because it was from Cracker Barrel. And everyone, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ordered it. And it's like, I thought you were cooking for us. It's like, we never once said we were cooking. We said,
we'll have
dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll provide the food.
If it was Ashley just cooking, it would have been, spaghetti with mustard spaghetti sauce and chicken fingers.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that would have been fingers. It. You know?
Hot pockets. Hot pockets and Mountain Dew.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
So anyway, now that I have my podcast notes up, do you want to see my grand podcast notes?
But there's a lot there.
It's just
there's two things. There's one is a game to talk about later in the episode.
Sure.
And then I wrote down the games that I picked up from the Windows 10 store, 10-cent sale.
Oh, I forgot to do that. Fuck.
Well, it's still going on.
Is it? All right, good.
So, yeah, we were going to talk about Black Friday deals. Here's one. It should still be going on by the time you hear this. The Windows 10 store. Oh, my God. You move the microphone so much.
I can't help it. Just hold it.
Hold it.
Why does this still come up as a topic? We understand it happens.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Just hold it firmly instead of loose and like limp wristing.
Grasp it in your hand.
Double fist it if you need to.
firmly grasp it.
Just deep
gently
throat.
Gently rub the nub. Yeah.
Dude, I can't. Like, it's the cord. Like, I'll move it and then the cord. Like, yeah.
Put the slack on your lap after you stand on all the cords.
I'm not. Dude, look at.
Anyway, the Windows 10 store is having a sale on games, apps, movie rentals, song downloads, where everything is 10 cents. That is part of the sale. Not everything completely, just
everything.
That would
be fucking amazing.
That would be crazy if everything.
I would get so many fucking movie credits at 10 cents. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's just like they had a rental of Jurassic World for 10 cents.
Which I haven't seen yet.
So there, I don't know if that's still the active deal or not, but
it's a rotating deal.
I don't know. I didn't really look at the movie stuff. I went to the game section. I loaded up the 10-cent sales section. I looked at everything that had an Xbox logo on it, and I pretty much bought everything I didn't have. So let's go
cheesing,
down my list
cheesing,
here.
Cheesing for achievements.
And I doubt I'll play most of them.
But they're there.
Yes, they are. Bejeweled Live, Rayman Fiesta Run, Angry Birds Star Wars, Assassin's Creed Pirates, Shark Dash, Angry Birds Space, Hydro Thunder Hurricane, Rabbids Big Bang, Gravity Guy, Monster Island, Ilo Milo Plus, Reckless Racing Ultimate, Disney Hidden Treasures, A World of Keflings, Asphalt 7 Heat. All 10 cents each. So I spent a buck 50 on that.
Yeah, it looks like the movies change. But
$1.50.
$1.50 on all those games.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
But that's only through the PC, or is that also through the Xbone?
I guess those are all Windows 10 games.
I was going to say,
so
they're like Windows Phone. Like Windows Phone or PC?
Surprisingly, it's not on Windows Phone.
Oh.
And I'm bummed because the one game, The Last Door, it's not an Xbox game, but I picked it up anyway because the developer said that they're looking into adding Xbox support to it. And it's supposed to be a cross-platform purchase game, but it's not available on my phone.
Oh.
Joe, did you look at any music that's 10 cents? Because there's Pitbull, John Legend, and Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You mean all the shit that I have to learn? Dude, one of the songs that I have to learn straight up sounds like the Wii Shop Channel.
Oh, that Drake song.
That's definitely Pitbull right
No,
there.
It's Drake.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm a racist.
Yeah, you are.
That was the only accurate, like, reaction.
Yeah,
that
that's
you
the only apology
today.
I can make.
Yep, I'm racist.
So you guys wanted to talk Black Friday sales. What kind of sales information do you guys have pulled up?
Well, let's go back a few days, and let's talk about what happened on Sunday and Monday at GameStop.
GameStop, for 2 days only, had a glorious 50% bonus trade-in. And for once in, like, ever, they didn't drop all the trade values.
No.
So, like, you legit got bonus trade-in. Like, normally, if something was worth $30, they would drop it down to $25 and then give you 50% bonus. Or, like, $22, something stupid, so you barely get anything extra.
No, this one was legit. Like, this was legit.
Yeah.
So
It was pretty banana. I traded in a bunch of controllers since I had fucking 8 of them. I traded in a handful of games that I picked up in the actual Xbox Black Friday deals, and I ended up switching over to digital. So I pretty much broke even. I think I out of pocket was like $5 to convert
four games
from physical to digital. So yay, $5 to not have to fuck with discs.
Right.
I ended up paying off my Xenoblade Chronicles pre-order.
Excellent.
I paid off my Trails in the Sky Vita pre-order. I bought a whole shitload of groceries from Amazon.
Nice.
Including a 12-pack of Surge.
Nice.
That was $30 right there.
And I think I still have like $70 Amazon credit left.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Ridiculous.
Dude, Amazon cards at GameStop, that is like the least overly like, I don't want to say exploited, but, you know,
it's the
utilized.
Dumbest thing GameStop has done.
It's the best. It's like the greatest fucking
for them.
Thing.
It's
for
the
them.
Dumbest.
It's the dumbest
because that ensures I don't have to buy shit from them.
From them,
I could get my points by trading stuff in and by buying stuff, but I could get my money like give it to Amazon that has better sales.
Uh huh.
And I don't have to leave my house to get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go inside a GameStop and smell nerds.
Nerd.
Ugh.
Dude, it's the greatest. It's the fucking greatest. Like, when I worked at GameStop, like, my whole thing was like, oh, they're doing something with trade value on this thing? I'm going to get rid of this thing and get an Amazon card. And then I'm going to buy, like, especially now, I'm going to buy Christmas gifts for people. Like, if you just traded in a decent amount of stuff on Sunday or Monday and just got, like, let's just say, like, $100 in trade credit, you can easily bang out, like, let's just say at least, like, 4 good gifts for people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you budget maybe like $20, $25, something like that. You could take care of a few people. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
The trade value that they were doing on stuff was fucking great.
Yeah, I know a guy here in Vegas will take care of a person for $25.
That's, well, this is trade credit, not cash. So it's not quite the same exchange rate.
Yeah, probably have to be $50 then.
Yeah, probably something like that. I ended up, now this I thought was like the greatest fucking thing in the world. So I had an older Xbox One controller where you still needed the adapter onto the bottom. The controller itself, trade-in value, was $40.
$39.20.
Right. So like,
after the 50% and your standard 10%.
Right. And so you get the 10% for the card. You'll get that value. And then you get 50% on
the base
value of the trade. So
I think it was $24.50.
Yeah, something like that. And then, so anyway, so it was roughly, it was a few cents off of being $40. All right. I traded the stereo adapter for the bottom of it, which had to come separately with my headset. And that was what? It was like
normally $15, which is already insane considering it sells for $25.
Right.
After the bonuses, it was $24 trade in value for an item that's $25 brand new, which means they probably sell it for $20.
Right. So I was able to get one of the newer Xbox One controllers with the better bumpers and like the textiled handles.
The textured grip. The lunar white one.
I got the lunar white one.
For what, $65?
It was like $65, something like that. So I paid a little, like I technically paid a little bit out of pocket. And we'll
get this
Friday
for Black Friday,
it's going to be on sale for $40.
$45.
So I'll be able to go back there and be like, yeah, I want the difference for
get a price adjustment.
And technically I'll have made
like $15.
Yeah.
So you're getting paid.
I'm getting paid to get
a better
new
controller.
Yeah. Like,
that's me golf clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, "That is fucking genius!" Like,
yes.
as soon as I'm just sitting there thinking, he was like, "You told me as soon as everything dropped with that, like what the trade values are," and I'm like, "Oh, we'll go on the app because there's an app that you can download and just check the trade value on shit." So we check the trade value and we start doing the math, and I'm like, "Wait a minute! Like, I could just get a brand new controller. Yeah. Like as soon as I made that realization, I'm like, why aren't more people doing this?
And
like,
I feel like a piece of shit because the week before I traded in a whole bunch of stuff to GameStop, including two chat adapters.
Oh no.
Yeah. Some Wii remotes.
That's just a bummer.
It sucked.
Yeah.
How do you guys have things to trade in? Like,
see, but that's the,
I have,
listen, that's the beauty of it. I have one controller for my system.
Well, you upgraded, and that's great. It's just like, I look at my stuff, I'm like, I don't own anything I would trade in.
I mean,
that Hannah Montana game, but someday Joe and I will play it.
You're not allowed to trade that.
Yeah, I know. Plus, it would be like 18 cents anyway.
If that.
Yeah, if that.
So the thing for me is, like, I have a Wii that was modded, and I had multiple controllers for it, and then I had multiple, like, accessories for that, like, so when there were things that were going on where it's like, oh, you can get some extra trade value, or if shit started going wrong and I had to pay a bill or something like that, like, there are things that you can, you know, you can prioritize as far as your collection is concerned. I don't really have much of a collection. Like, I could fit all of my games on half of a shelf, not even. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I own 5 games. total.
Just total or? Oh,
total.
Okay.
I own 5.
I mean, I own a lot, but they're like 360 games, you know, and Xbox original games. Then I don't want to part with them.
Sure. But that's the thing. I mean, like, even one of the few 360 games that I still owned was Skate. But then it got to the point where I was able to trade it in. This was one of those instances. I traded it in, and the trade value was like something retarded, like $8 or $9. And it was on sale digitally for like $4.
Yeah.
So,
which, by the way, Skate 3 is on sale right now for $10 digital, and Skate 1 and 2 are both $5.
Oh, so I might have to round out my collection.
Yeah.
Only the third one is confirmed for backward compatibility
so far. I know.
I'll correct myself. I've already gotten rid of the games that I knew I didn't want. So at some point in my life, I did have games to trade in, but that's gone now.
Right.
And with the digital thing, the games that I do buy and regret tend to be digital, so there ain't no trading them in anyway.
Well, see, and that's the thing. That's why most of the time, I actually thoroughly enjoy just buying a disc copy of something, and if it's something that I know that I want to keep, then at some point it will be, I don't know if this is just a trend and they aren't going to catch on to it or just whatever, but 9 times out of 10, if there is a game that I really want to keep, I can wait until it's advantageous to trade it in and get digitally.
Yeah.
Because there's so many times that you can do that.
I see one game that I will get rid of.
What game?
Destiny.
I was just going to say Destiny.
Too bad. Too bad. Vanilla Destiny is worth like $3 now.
Yep. It tanked.
Shit, dude. I think I would give somebody $1 to take it.
It absolutely tanked.
Well, Chris, take it for $1. He's offering
but
to
no,
give you
no.
$1 to take his game.
But you have to play it. I'll give you $1, but you have to actually play it.
How often?
It doesn't matter, the fact that you have to play it.
Like, how often and for how long?
You have to start a new character and hit max level.
No, oh, God, no. I
1 to
that.
40.
Ugh, well, how much time do I have?
I don't know.
No, I just think the fact that thinking about having to play it hurt him.
I know. I still am. I'm like,
I'm still kind of tempted.
You just have
to
install it. You would have to actually install it and have it take up space. Right there would be a waste of your time.
I've actually done that on 2 occasions.
It's still installed on mine. I never deleted it. I have a 4 terabyte hard drive. Why delete stuff until I have to?
Do you want
to
know what happens every single time I install Destiny? I uninstall it and I start playing Borderlands again.
Oh, man. Speaking of Borderlands.
Every single time.
Borderlands is on sale right now on Xbox One.
Which, that's worth a pickup.
And the Tales of the Borderlands as well.
We could go down the Xbox One, the current sales. I don't know what the Friday sales are
going to
be.
Right, those aren't released yet.
The gold sales, we'll call them.
Sure. The gold preview sales.
I think a good one is Goat Simulator, the bundle for $12.72. That is both Goat Simulator games.
Well, yeah, considering I've bought more copies for people for $15.
It's an expansion?
No.
I thought the MMO?
They are two separate games. Yeah. Goat Simulator and then Goat Simulator MMOR Zombies.
Oh, MMOR Zombies?
It has the zombie mode and the MMO mode. That is a separate game.
Yeah.
See, but on the PC, if you buy one, you get all of them.
That's the PC.
Now, yeah.
That's kind of horseshit.
Even still, it's $12.72 to get both. And again, each one has its own achievement list.
Okay, sure. That's
each
fine.
One has its own achievement list, so.
I guess that's the more important part.
Yeah. This is the one you were thinking of picking up, the Forza and Gears Twin Pack, where Forza 6 Standard Edition and Gears of War Ultimate Edition Standard Ultimate Edition.
Standard Ultimate Edition.
Yes. They do have a Deluxe Ultimate that have like all the DLC characters and
that.
And all the paintball skins. And it is $64.99 for both games. So it's basically buy Forza 6 and get Gears for $5.
However, if you buy Gears of War Ultimate before a certain date,
you need to play the game, I believe, by the end of December.
Right. If you do that, then they will send you backwards compatible 360 codes for Gears 1, 2, 3, and Judgment.
Yes.
Yeah, which they did that to me. I didn't even realize what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing. In reality, you're paying
64.99.
So you're getting all of the Gears games plus a remastered version of 1 and Forza 6.
Yes.
For $65.
Yes.
That's really good.
Good stuff.
I think that like, if you really want to beef up your collection, like, almost instantaneously, like...
Yeah, that would almost double your collection right there, Chris.
Mine? No, I actually have a really good collection on my Xbox One.
Yeah, online, yeah.
Yeah, it's all digital, yeah.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct Season 2 is $10.
Right.
Or the Ultra Season 2 is $20.
I need to start buying the Ultra editions because... And that's the thing, too. I need to start fucking playing that game again. Like,
yeah,
I there's too many games. I have too many games.
The season pass for Tales from the Borderlands is $10, which is episodes 2 through 5.
I think I already own them on PC. I just haven't played through them yet.
I'm just going through the list here.
Are they any good?
Oh yeah.
Always anyone played them? Like,
yeah, I know Shiz Blacka played them, and he said that the final episode of it was like stupidly good.
I think I'm on the third one. Third or fourth, actually.
I like the Telltale style, but I don't know.
I forget who it was who emailed into the show and said that they did it, and that's one of their Games of the Year contenders. Tales
Kyle?
From the Borderlands.
Or not Kyle.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just said Kyle.
I think Zach mentioned it.
Yeah,
and
Zach.
I think on Eaton Lake.
Well, because Zach is the one that gave me my copy. Actually.
Anyway, if you are a Forza Horizon 2 fan, the car pass for all the car packs there is only $12.50 instead of $25. Lego Batman 3 Deluxe Edition is $17.50, which is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It has been cheaper, but $17.50 is still really good.
Mm-hmm.
NHL and FIFA 16 are both $36, and they're still $60. Normal
on the
price,
shelf, yeah.
So
that's why I'm holding out until the end of the weekend, and I'm hoping that my fucking checks come in at some goddamn point, because I do want to pick up some more digital shit, and I know there's going to be stuff that I'm going to want to get, like a lot of things that I'm going to want to get.
Yeah. Tales from Borderlands, here it is, the complete season. So this has 1 through 5 is $10.
Which that's, dude, that is absolute. I 100% go get that game. Just that, yeah. That's a great fucking deal for that.
Minecraft Story Mode, complete season, episodes 1 through 5, and episode 3 just released today is $18.74. So not a huge discount, but it's not even out yet, technically.
Yeah, technically you're getting.
It's only halfway through and you're saving 25%.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's. It seemed okay when I was watching. We were watching somebody play it, right?
Yeah. If you want to cut the bullshit and just get the whole Telltale Games collection, that's only $36.30.
Yeah. What's in that? If you don't have them, that's worth your money.
What's all in that?
I think it's everything but Minecraft Story Mode, although yep, they may have added Minecraft to it. I don't know.
No, it's 5 of them. So it's Game of Thrones, Borderlands,
Wolf Among Us, and
Wolf
both
Among
Walking
Us,
Dead.
And then 1 and 2 of Walking Dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for
$36.
Oh my god.
And each season of each one is a good like 10 to 12 hours. So you're looking at less than $1 an hour.
Normal retail is $110. So that shows you the discount you're getting.
That's insane.
$110 to $36.
Dude, maybe wasn't Walking Dead just the Games of Gold?
Season 1, yeah.
Yeah, season 1, but not season 2. So even if you already own one, if you own 1 or 2, I think you're still getting your money's worth. I own 4, so yeah. That one's not worth it for me just to get the Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah, a lot of people who've only owned 1 or 2 of them are like, it's still cheaper to buy the collection.
Yeah, that's true. Because yeah. I own 2 of them, technically. One of them's on the console, one of them's on my PC.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would pick it up.
Bridge Constructor is $6.69.
Woo!
I wish they would have just lower it by 3 cents, because that would have been hysterical. Just be like, somebody be like, Bridge Constructor $6.66? Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's. I think they would have to call it Bridge Deconstructor for that.
Destroy Erase Chaos Bridge Constructor.
Project Cars. I've been contemplating this one like since Friday when the sales went live. Project Cars is only $20.
Isn't that the failure of a game?
Project Cars was pretty solid.
Really?
It's like heavy sim game. Drive Club on PlayStation is the one that sucked. Lego Jurassic World is $30.
I haven't even seen the movie yet, so
that's the Lego version. It's technically all the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
Lego form. That's one of the games I traded in and went digital on.
Nice.
I believe both RBI baseball games are $5 right now.
Both?
Yeah.
Is there a new one?
14 and 15.
Fuck, I have the old one.
I thought you had the new one.
Do I have the new one? Maybe I do have the new one.
Doesn't matter. A friend of SML, Mike Micah's game, iDarb, is on sale for $10.
I keep forgetting that you have to pay for that now.
Yeah.
We need to get more iDarb in our lives, I think.
Yeah,
hey, iDarb's with a good time. The new update supposedly coming soon, it'll be good times.
What are they doing?
That's how they're like adding the kart racing.
You haven't seen
like the
what?
He-Man kart racing?
What? Yeah.
We need Mike on the show.
Wait, what are you talking about?
We need Mike on the show. I'll just say that.
I am so confused.
Yeah, it's iDarb. It's whatever the fuck they want to put in the update. That's what you get.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll
be amazing.
More friends of SML. Eddie Lee and Funktronic Labs, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time he was Nova 111.
Nova 111.
I thought
that's
was
also on the list.
Yeah.
Nova 111 is on the list.
Yeah, but Lovers are friends as well. Asteroid Base, that's who it is.
Ah, okay.
$10.04 for that.
Okay.
Good price.
There's some weird rounded numbers on there.
I like these numbers.
Trials Fusion is only $10.
That's probably now here's the thing. I own Trials on PC, but it's just the normal version.
Yeah, Trials the Awesome Max Edition with all the DLC is only $20.
Now, how much is the DLC normally? if you were to buy it not on sale?
I don't know. There's so many pieces of DLC.
There's a lot of DLC. Yeah, $10, you're getting a bonus there.
Well, because is it worth paying $20?
I believe the season pass is $20.
So essentially, I can get the season pass and I can
awesome
get another
Max
copy of
was
the game.
Separate from season pass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think Awesome Max was $10 itself.
Yeah. So
even if I buy it at $20,
I'm still
saving $10.
Yeah.
Okay, then I might buy it then. That might be my one go-to purchase.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 2 is $25. Forza Horizon 2 Deluxe is $35. And Forza Horizon 2 Ultimate is $45.
God, that's good too.
Yeah.
That's probably the next one on the list for me.
Metro Redux with both games is only $17.99.
I have them on PC.
I might pick that up because I've heard good things about the Metro games.
Dude, I got them. I think it was in a Humble Bundle or something like that. I launched the one and I realized what type of game it was and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Both Battlefields are on sale. Hardline is $24. Battlefield 4 Premium is $30, or you could pay $30 for EA Access.
Yeah, and, like, don't be an idiot. Get EA Access.
You think they'll refund me the other $35 I spent on Hardline?
No.
Damn it.
The Escapist is $10.
I still never played any of those. I don't even know what they're like.
It sounded like you just pissed, Pappy.
No, it was your phone, probably.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Dark Souls 2.
Oh, shit. This is another one that I was looking at.
$20. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor Game of the Year Edition. $20.
Yeah. And game I was amazing. Excited for and then realized I'm terrible at.
Dude, that game was great. $20. I might... Dude, there's so many good games on sale.
I know. The new Need for Speed is hilariously already on sale for $36.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty quick, huh?
That was so fast.
I think that one's going to hit EA Access fairly quick.
I think so, too.
So I feel good about canceling my pre-order on that.
Good call.
More Friends of SML, Beat Buddy, Tale of the Guardians is on sale for $6.69.
$6.66.
Yes. I'll just say that for everything.
Yeah.
Borderlands Handsome Collection, $24 for
Dude,
both games.
That is such a fucking steal. If you don't have those games, do yourself a... Even if you played them already through 360, buy them again for that price because all the DLC is well worth it and the way that it was remastered is fucking gorgeous. That game runs so well.
Here's Eddie Lee and Nova 111 is $7.50.
That's good.
Half off. Guns, Gore, and Cannoli from the awesome Crazy Monkey Studios is $6.66. Sure.
Yeah.
More Friends of SML. Ramon Nafria back with...
Funka Titans.
Yes. Their new title, Episode 1 of Blues and Bullets, is only $3.34.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's normally $5, so it's still you're saving 33%.
Damn.
Mortal Kombat X is $30.
That's...
Premium Edition, I think, is $43, something like that.
What do you get in the Premium Edition again? Do you get all the characters?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Master Chief Collection's $30. Geometry Wars 3 is $5.
I'm probably going to pick that up as well.
King's Quest Complete Collection is $30. Grand Theft Auto 5 is $36.99.
Or if you live in the Wilkes-Barre Scranton area, we actually dropped used copies of Grand Theft Auto down to $20 at the video
game
store. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we were going to go through each and every game on sale.
We skipped a couple.
Yeah.
I skipped Madden, which is $35.99.
Damn it.
I also skipped the Skylanders Superchargers Portal Owners Pack, which is $29.99.
Because Skylanders...
Yeah, I skipped
so
NBA 2K16.
So while you've been doing this, I've been going through Amazon's digital, and Chris, I'm going to buy you some games.
Okay.
For $20, I can get you Outlast, Lost Souls, Darkness Within, and Killing Floor.
Nope. I actually own Killing Floor.
Why?
Cause
Humble Bundle?
Humble Bundle.
Oh, okay.
That's always the answer.
It's literally, if there's a game that I own that I will not voluntarily play, the answer is either going to be Humble Bundle or Steam Sale.
You can play this horror game called Colat that I did a live play of a couple weeks ago because nothing happens.
Because nothing happens.
It's ostensibly a horror game, but you have a map, but it doesn't tell you where you are on the map. Okay. So I ran around lost for an hour, and then that was my whole let's play.
Cool.
Sounds fun.
Then I got killed by a shadow demon.
Yeah, I nope right out of those games, man. I could literally, if you sit me in a chair and you put a game in front of me and you tell me to start playing it, I will figure out what type of game it is and figure out if it's the type of game that I need to run.
Well, with
away
horror
from.
Games, it's really easy to tell pretty
within,
quickly.
Within like a millisecond. Like,
yeah.
I will look at the screen and just go, nope. Like,
yeah. The intro has somebody, you know, breathing heavily. Nope. Horror.
Nope.
Or porn.
I'm good.
Porn, yeah.
I'm good. Yeah, so Black Friday sales. Now we need to go to GameStop. There's a lot that are already confirmed.
Well, yeah, the ads have been online.
Right. So, I mean, I guess we could really just hit up the highlights.
Oh, God, I have to find that shit now.
Well,
Disney Just Dance 2 is $32 on Amazon.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I got Amazon up. Like, I got their weekly features.
Well, that doesn't really help for what their Black Friday sales are, because they don't really announce that shit until...
Not to mention
well,
the
this
fact
is their Black Friday
of
the week stuff. There's already some decent stuff. Like, if you don't have the Halo 5 Guardians, it's $20 off. Limited edition.
Oh, the limited edition?
Yeah,
the
$100 it's $225 instead of
$250. Oh, the big one.
The big one. I mean, they got Blood Bowl 2 is only $42 if you don't already have it.
GameStop selling that for $40.
Nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it looks like the Amazon's trying to get rid of some of their shit. Like, Destroy All Humans for the 360 is $16. I'm like, how?
Yeah, those aren't really sales.
Yeah, but the funny thing is there sometimes they will put games up where... Like, Destroy All Humans for the 360, that game is actually deceivingly expensive.
Yeah.
Because to try and get a brand new copy, I think they're normally about, like $35, $40.
Well, it did get a reprint.
It got a reprint, but they didn't really get around much. So they probably just found a box full of them, and they're like, oh, by the way.
But, I don't know. I haven't really been following the deals and stuff. For Black Friday, like I haven't looked at any of the flyers, so
there are some really, really good ones.
Yeah, I got a list here. Best Buy. We'll start with Best Buy. Let's see, the big stuff. Call of Duty: Ghosts is $8. Hot diggity!
I mean, depending on your accessibility to used games in other than GameStop type format, you should be able to find some of these games possibly cheaper. Because I know we sell...
That was the joke entry, by the
sell,
way.
We sell Ghost at like $6, I think. Now.
But I think it's some people really would like... I like buying new when possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's talk about actual deals. The 360 and PS3 versions of Grand Theft Auto 5 are only going to be $20. Rare Replay is going to be $20. Gears Ultimate is going to be $20. Bloodborne is going to be $20. Let's see.
And
Dark Souls 2 and Diablo 3 are both going to be $20.
This is all Best Buy, you said?
Yes, this is all at Best Buy.
But Diablo 3 is a terrible game, though.
Arkham Knight is going to be $25. Elder Scrolls Online is $25. The Witcher, Mad Max, Mortal Kombat X, Borderlands Handsome Collection, and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 are all $25.
Ooh, wait. Hold on.
Wait, you mean they up the price for Tony Hawk's?
No, yeah. That is still full price. Believe it or not.
They're gonna have Mortal Kombat for $25?
Yes.
Ooh. A disc do you get it digital or do you go disc?
Which, don't forget that those prices all still qualify for their gamer club.
I don't have that.
I do. So I can let you use my card.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you scan it and you save 20% off all new games.
Oh, God.
Madden, NBA 2K16, FIFA 16, WWE 2K16, $30.
Okay.
And WWE just came the fuck out.
But it's not good.
$35 price point. We've got GTA 5, Need for Speed, Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yo, Syndicate for $35?
Metal Gear Solid 5, Forza 6, Smash Brothers.
What?
And Splatoon.
Shut the fuck
up. All for $35.
Oh my God. So what is it with the card?
Minus $7. So
$28.
$28 for a brand new copy of Smash.
Yep.
What the fuck?
For $40, they're going to have Disney Infinity 3 starter pack, the Star Wars one.
Jesus Christ.
And at $40, you save $8. So $32.
Jesus Christ.
Black Ops 3 and Destiny the Taken King with all the other content.
Can we just call this episode the Frugal Gamer Podcast?
We could. I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
For $70, Guitar Hero Live.
I wouldn't pay 70.
It's for people looking for a deal.
Yeah.
If you actually want the game. Lego Dimensions Starter Pack is $75.
I would consider something like that, maybe.
A black DualShock 4 is only $40. The PS4 camera is only $30. A black Xbox One controller is only $40. All the save $25 on select Xbox One controllers, including some limited ones. So you could see like the Halo ones possibly. I don't know which ones are all included. But yeah, they have a healthy amount of sales there at the Best Buy.
Dude, wow. Yeah, there's some really fucking crazy shit going on there.
Yeah.
Syndicate for $35?
Yep.
Oh my God. Like And if you don't know a lot about Syndicate, everybody that I've been talking to that is a diehard Assassin's Creed fan, they're like, this is the best one yet. Every single one that I've talked to. So, shit, 35? And then
there's a lot of people saying that this one makes up for Unity. Big time.
Yeah.
It's very under the radar, which I think is good, and I think it has helped Assassin's Creed. Is that they didn't super hype it up. It just kind of like
here's the thing.
Came.
Yep.
came.
So what? So that's 28 after the card?
Yeah.
Ooh, that might have just jumped to the top of my list, actually. Yeah.
Let's talk GameStop as well.
Yep.
Obviously
the Lunar White controller being 40 is one of their big
$45
ones.
Bucks. 45.
I keep thinking 40, I'm sorry.
I don't know why.
45.
Dumb bastard. Blaze Blue.
Yeah.
Wait, like a new one?
Chrono Fantasia Extend.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the Xbox One, PS4, $20 instead of $50.
So it's much cheaper to hate yourself.
Divinity, which we've talked about on the show from Maximum Games, Larian Studios, only $40 instead of $60. Dragon Quest Heroes is $40. Let's see. Farming Simulator, everybody needs that, $30.
Is it bad that I would actually contemplate getting that?
Yes.
Like you're the one that gifted me Goat Simulator. You fucking started this itch.
This one's going to catch your attention. $35, Rocksmith.
Oh. See.
Saints Row 4, $15. Sleeping Dogs, $15. Toy Soldiers, $15. Wasteland 2, which we've talked about on here, only $30.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Dude, but even what you call it at 15, start from that little group again.
Saints Row, Sleeping Dogs, Tomb Raider Definitive, Toy Soldiers.
Listen, Sleeping Dogs at 15, if you haven't played Sleeping Dogs, that's the definitive, that's the only version.
My only problem with Sleeping Dogs was you were kind of a man whore. So you got all these interesting women in your life, and then they were just gone by the next chapter, so you could go bang someone else.
No.
Only if you play that way.
Yeah.
You fucking man whore.
Yeah.
I Damn, okay. Well, it must be my fault then, but it
that didn't happen
naturally.
To me much.
Wow.
That I remember, at least.
He's a fucking asshole.
Wow, you living vicariously through a
shit.
Wow.
No, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I made the same mistake in Fallout last weekend. I had my companion is Piper.
Did you fuck the dog?
No. I had her in a relationship, and she was traveling with me, and for shits and giggles, I flirted with the singer in that one basement bar.
Did
and
she
ended
shoot
up,
you?
I no, but like every time I flirted successfully, Piper disliked that. Piper disliked that, and I was like, okay, shit, let me send her home. So I sent her to Sanctuary. And then went back to flirting with a girl and then slept with the singer. And then, you know, at blackouts, you wake up in her room. And then Piper really disliked that. And I was like, fuck, she's not even here.
News travels.
News travels so fast.
Something I really, really wish I had $15 for GameStop. Helldivers for the PS4 is only going to be $15.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a top-down shooter, kind of Crimson Land-ishy.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
It's like the complete collection, which is normally $40, and it's only going to be $15.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish I had that. So, if anybody wants to get me a present.
Oh. Already making them call-outs.
Hey, while we're talking about stuff, let's go to Target.
Was there not anything better at GameStop?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
I mean,
even?
There's console stuff, but I don't want to like talk about console bundles.
Console's kind of like if there's a specific console that you're looking to purchase for yourself. If it's an older console, you're probably going to want to go to GameStop. If it's a newer console, shop around because there's going to be like bundles and shit.
Yeah. The big thing is basically every Xbox bundle is going to be $50 off over the weekend.
So if you don't have it. Get it.
Yeah. You're going to be able to get an Xbox One with Gears of War or the Lego movie game bundle for $2.99.
The movie, the game.
What about the Fallout bundles?
$3.49, I think. Because that's normally $3.99.
Oh. Is that a terabyte system?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I didn't know if that was a terabyte system or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, pretty much all the new ones now, except I think Lego and the original Gears bundles, not the holiday bundle, just the Gears bundle, I think are 500. I think everything else is terabyte, I believe. I'm probably wrong, but...
Ah, okay.
Target,
Target normally has really, really good video game sales.
Yeah, for $15, they have, Mario Kart 7, new Super Mario Brothers 2, Animal Crossing for the 3DS.
Animal Crossing for $15?
Yep.
Oh my god.
For $20, they have Bloodborne, Gears of War Ultimate, Dark Souls 2. $25, they have Pokemon Alpha and Sapphire, Mortal Kombat X, Arkham Knight, Grand Theft Auto 5, The Witcher.
At $25?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Ah, shit. I got to find out which Pokemon my niece doesn't have.
For $35, they have Metal Gear Solid, Assassin's Creed, Destiny, WWE.
Right. So most of the ones that Best Buy did.
And then for $199.
A Band in the Box bundle.
They have Rock Band 4, Band in a Bundle, Red Edition.
Oh, that's right. They have the different colored ones.
With the red guitar and red drums. Mm.
So that's what, $60 off right
50.
There?
50.
Or 50? Still, I mean, yeah, that's... 50 if you don't
bucks,
already have it.
$50 off and you get a limited edition color.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, man. My Rock Band 3 drums are holding up really well. So...
Good for you.
I finally got myself... I have a Rock Band guitar and game. So now when they do the online stuff, we can play as an online band.
Yeah, thank God, because I've been really jamming out with hard mode, and other than having to take yesterday off because I got drummer's elbow or whatever the fuck you want to call it. hey, like my
I
whole right arm,
the first
hurt,
time
like
I
my
had
shoulder, my elbow.
Elbow,
my wrist, it all. But I can 95% or better every song on hard that's not punk.
Nice.
Yeah, because
like,
you just gotta get
so
your you gotta get your
with the bass.
You got to get your endurance up.
Well, no, it's the bass is so arrhythmic. I'm really bad. I'm still so used to On the Beat and all the bass pedals for like all Green Day and
they're all in between.
Yeah,
and Pappy's gonna make good use out of Auto Kick in December.
Oh yeah,
was it what now?
So Auto in December, in part of the patch is they're gonna enable an option for drummers where you don't have to hit the bass drum pedal and it just automatically hits it for you.
I mean, I would 100% everything.
Right,
with that.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's a cool thing, and if you're just having fun, then yeah. But I'm doing this as a workout. So that's I switch feet like every song, so that I'm actually stretching my ankles and calves and stuff.
Well, maybe if they would figure out the whole like double bass drum thing.
Yeah, seriously, if I could double bass, man, that would be great.
You know what I think? I think it's time to talk Walmart and $8 games.
Dude, Walmart's got fire.
$8 games.
Walmart's spitting hot fire.
Walmart's spitting
like
hot
Dylon,
fire.
Dylon,
dude,
Dylon,
you know, like,
Dylon, and Walmart.
And Walmart.
I spit hot
five,
fire.
Five greatest rappers in the world. Walmart, 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 and Walmart.
I spit hot fire. $8 games.
$8. And they're brand new, people. These
Garden
are brand
Warfare.
New games. That is absolutely worth $8
if you don't have EA access. You need to own Garden Warfare. Or if you have a PS4, first off, you suck. Second off, you need to own Garden Warfare.
First off, you suck.
You own a PS4.
Assassin's Creed Unity. Shit on the game all you want. $8?
Dude, $8?
Fuck yeah.
$8, I'm sure the patch works now. By
yeah, it's been a year. The patch is finally up.
How about Batman Arkham City Game of the Year for $8?
For 360?
360 and PS3.
That's not bad.
How about Left 4 Dead 2 for 360?
Listen, Left 4 Dead 2 at $8 for the 360, you go to your Walmart and buy fucking all of them.
How about Arkham Origins for $8?
Sure.
How about Skate
How about
3.
Skate 3 for $8, brand new.
Yes.
They already own it in 15 formats.
They're even going to have PS2 games. Grand Theft Auto 3, San Andreas, and Vice City, $8.
What?
They're digging out the PS2 games.
What? Hold on, what
Again,
year
somebody
is it?
Found
what
a year is this? Whole cartload of them was like, well, shit.
Dude, but $8 brand new? Brand new,
yeah.
Brand new PlayStation 2 games for eight. What the fuck is happening?
How about this? Let's talk $15 games.
People, because not everyone's got PS2s anymore,
dude. But like PlayStation 2s have had such a retarded like insurgence in the past like year. It's incredible.
And there's rumors that PS4 might start playing PS2 shit.
Yo,
although probably digital only, and you have to rebuy it.
If it's
anything like every other Sony backward compatibility.
Joe, I still have your signed PS2 that I bought off of you.
The mini boss has signed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At MagFest. Aleshon signed it, too.
like
8 years ago?
Something like that. But yeah, let's talk $15 games at Walmart, because we've talked some of these other places are going for 20 and 25.
Oh, no.
But Walmart... If you got $15, you could get Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
Oh, for 15?
If you got $15, you could get Rare Replay.
Shut the fuck up.
If you got
That's like 30 cents a game.
If you got $15, you could get Dishonored Definitive Edition.
Oh my god.
You could get Drive Club. You could get Dying Light.
Dying Light for $15?
You can get God of War 3 Remastered. You could get Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD for the PS4. All $15.
Listen,
you know,
we need to go back to
Dying
Light. Rare Replay for $15 because I was excited at paying $30. Because now that's a guaranteed buy.
Seriously, if you still haven't bought Rare Replay, what the fuck are you waiting for?
This is what I was waiting for.
Seriously.
So which Walmart should I go to? The one where I'm guaranteed to get stabbed or the one where I'm guaranteed to have my car jacked?
Well, here's the
go
interesting
with the stabbing.
Thing. Here's the interesting right. thing, and I thought about this. I thought about this
The car's
night.
Worth more than you, Pappy.
So I'm playing on
well,
Thanksgiving. I'm playing on Thanksgiving in Maryland, okay? By the time I get back here, it will probably already be Black Friday.
Probably.
So I'm really hoping that my paychecks come by Friday. Because if they do...
Yeah, there's gift idea number two, by the way. Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD for the PS4 if you got $15. Think of me.
Already have them?
No, I don't, actually.
Not the remasters, right?
Yeah.
Oh. You've had and played before,
but $15 for Rare Replay, that is retarded. Like,
yeah. How about $25 games?
Oh no, here we go.
They got Grand Theft Auto 5 for $25, Arkham Knight, Lego Jurassic World, Mortal Kombat 10, Witcher 3, Diablo 3, the new Need for Speed for $25.
Oh, dude, that's gonna. Ugh.
I'm tempted for $25.
I wouldn't. I'd wait.
We just talked about this one the other week. Adventure Time, Finn and Jake Investigations.
$25. Dude.
Transformers Devastation from Platinum Games. $25. Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour. $25.
I feel like that's going to be the next.
Mad Max, $25.
Yo, Mad Max for $25?
I don't know if that's worth it, honestly.
Mad Max is the shit.
Dude, Matt, really? For $25?
I haven't been enjoying it.
He hates that you have to jump with one of the bumper buttons.
Well, can't you?
Yeah, that's my entire problem with the game. Yes,
it is literally the only problem he has.
Can you move it?
No. You want to know what else is $25? Mario Party 10.
Ooh.
Smash Brothers for the 3DS, Majora's Mask for the 3DS. Oh, what's this one for $25? Splatoon
for $25.
$25.
Jesus Christ.
Here's for Pappy, Dragon Age Game of the Year Edition for $35.
Yeah, like I haven't already blown my load all over that game.
Until Dawn for $35. Actually, Pappy, there's a Christmas gift idea you could get me. Best Buy is going to have Until Dawn for $20. So after the card, $16.
So you're telling me that there's a game that I want to play that I can buy for you?
Yes. Because where else are you going to play it?
You got me there.
So you might as well buy it for me, and then when you come to visit, I watch you play it, and then you can take it home with you and burn it if you want.
And just burn it. Set it on fire.
Just burn it. Just fucking burn it.
So yeah, Black Friday sales. The struggle is real.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, I think Walmart lost their minds.
You know what's really funny, though, is the whole time we've been talking, I've just been looking at Blu-rays on Amazon.
Here's the interesting thing, too.
Ginger Snaps Blu-ray is $19, so I think I'm just going to buy that and not
go buy
video games.
There's a lot of other sales that are going on. Like, was it Best Buy? Best Buy or Walmart? One of them is having, like, they're doing a sale on, like, it was, like, Bluetooth speakers. Because I really wanted to get one for myself just for, like, when I'm in the car, if I hook up my phone to it for GPS. Just so I can actually hear it, like, over my stereo and stuff. Mm-hmm. One of those places is doing, like, a really nice Bluetooth speaker for, like, fucking $10 or something stupid like that.
Nice.
There's a lot of, like, if you're bored and you're looking to try and, you know, save a little bit of money and pick up some small things for yourself, because that's normally what I do on Black Friday. I don't really shop for many other people. I just pick up really cheap shit that I wanted. Look through all the circulars and stuff. Most of them are already out by now. I mean, obviously, you're probably listening to this, depending on when this gets uploaded, before Black Friday.
January, probably.
Yeah, something like that.
So happy 2016 to you.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of stuff out there to really, like, search through. So, I mean, I feel like Black Friday this year's, I'm actually kind of disappointed that I don't get to run around with all the idiots like I normally do, because I've done that and I enjoy it, especially when I don't work retail anymore.
True.
But yeah, if you're into that, even if you wait until later on in the day, it's not as bad. But there's deals to be had. There's money to be saved.
True. Hey, I have a question for you guys. What's cheaper than cheap?
My dick.
Free. And I think it's time we talk about free games for December, games with gold.
Did they release that?
Yes. Let's start with the 360 because we know they're all going to be backward compatible.
Oh, God.
So from December 1st to the 15th, decent choice, Castle Storm.
Okay.
It's kind of a bummer because it was previously an Xbox One freebie, but yeah. Now you could get the 360 version for free as well, and it backward compatible. Or forward compatible, technically.
So, yeah. Would you own two copies of the game?
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Two sets of achievements.
Oh.
And then from the 16th through the 31st,
there's only one 360 game for the first?
Through the 15th.
Oh.
Yeah, the 360, there's only one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one is Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising.
Meh.
And Sacred 3.
Okay.
So we are getting three Xbox 360 games next month. Not a massive lineup of games, but Sacred 3 is pretty cool.
Yeah, Sacred 3, I could play that, I guess.
And that's $40 worth of games right there, two $10 games and a $20 game.
Okay.
And I was actually looking around, I was like, Operation Flashpoint, I wonder how much that is. Like, it's $10 online, yeah. And apparently GameStop has it for $2. I was like, I wonder if I could find this anywhere, and now it's going to be free, so fuck it.
Whatever.
That saved me $2.
Cool.
Xbox One, though. From December 16th through January 15th is...
Wait, hold on. December 16th through January 15th? So we're doing the
second one first, yeah.
Oh, we're doing the second one first?
Yeah.
Is it because
it's Thief.
Okay. I'll play it.
$30 game.
I kind of wanted to play it, so that's cool.
Free is free.
Yep.
But for the entire month of December...
For the whole
brand
month?
New game... The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the one that was on PC that's kind of Diablo-esque?
Quite possibly.
Really?
I don't know. I don't follow PC games. Why the fuck are you asking me?
Let me... Do they not... Do
they just have the...
I'm already looking it up.
I think that's it. I am pretty sure that's what it is.
$15 free.
Yo... I'll take a Diablo game.
Fuck yeah.
Sure. Well, that's exciting.
So yeah, five free games next month for Xbox One owners.
Yep, cool, yeah. It's a Diablo style. Top down. Kill things.
Sacred 3 is very Diablo-esque as well.
Too bad I just started getting back into Diablo, you bastards.
I'm trying to see, but apparently the PS4 stuff, free shit's not up yet, so.
We.
Fuck them.
Fuck. What kind of gum?
Fuck gum.
Fuck them.
They're having a sale right now, though, with, where is it? Rocket League is on sale for $12.
Where it was free before.
For PlayStation Plus members.
If you don't have gold for Xbox Live, you can get a month for $1 right now.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I did, because I let mine lapse like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
here's a good PS4 sale I could talk about. Panarium is on sale for $6 for PlayStation Plus members.
Cool.
We like giving shout outs to our friends.
Dude, that game's fun too. That game's really fun.
Panarium is baller.
That's actually like one of my prized Xbox One games.
It's straight fire.
It is. It
Panarium. Panarium
spits hot fire.
Well, the weapons spit hot fire, literally, in the game.
Panarium spits hot fire. So, we obviously don't know anything about...
anything.
Yeah.
A lot of the sales for...
actual
online retailers and stuff like that. Most of the time, they just kind of show up.
There yeah, and was... then there's the Cyber Monday shit, but that's been pretty disappointing the last 2 years.
Oh, dude, I was so upset about Cyber Monday last year on Amazon because I did the whole, like, trade in a bunch of stuff and then go on Amazon to try and get gifts for people, and everything that was on sale was just like, I don't know anybody that would want this.
Yeah.
But the only thing, Cyber Monday was good for me for getting hard drives. I got, you know, the terabyte hard drive for, like, 60% off.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Amazon sales in general have been pretty disappointing.
Really shitty.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they fucking bring some shit with
especially
Black
after that
Friday.
Amazon fucking garage sale bullshit they had a couple
of
months
ago. Oh, dude, that was horrible.
What their Prime Day sales?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? If they have Tony Hawk for $20, I'll get it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, yeah. I'm curious. I like to specialize in finding the good in bad games.
Well, you're going to have to try pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. We mentioned PS4 sales. I actually do want to talk about a PS4 game this week.
Okay.
This is our featured title of the week. I don't know if it's Dreamoles or Dreamoles. It's spelled Dream, A-L-S. Dreamoles.
Dreamoles?
It's Dr. Eamles.
It means animals in dream. It is a puzzle
so
platformer game. Basically.
Dream animals.
Dream animals.
Dream animals.
Dream animals.
Dream animals.
It is only the second console game to be released from Zynus. You and I played their previous game, Ender of Fire. It was that really lackluster, like, side-scrolling beat-em-up hack and slash on the PS4.
Oh, God, that thing.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
And
judging by Chris's reaction, yeah.
And I found out it was supposed to come to the Xbox One, but they told me that the Xbox release has been delayed because of game engine issues, so hopefully that means they're going in to try and fix things up and tighten it up.
Okay.
I will say that their new game, Dreamoles, is awesome.
Okay.
It is a cute 2D puzzle platformer.
Puzzle platformer, okay.
Where three animals get trapped inside a dream, and they have to... and they have to make their way through 80 different stages across 4 different worlds. There's like a jungle stage, like
sure.
A bunch of different stages. And basically, you have to guide the animals to pick up a key and then get to the exit, which sounds easy enough.
Are we talking like Lost Vikings-esque kind of thing?
I haven't played Lost Vikings.
Like the three Vikings where it's like you move the people to try and do certain tasks because certain people can only do certain stuff.
Kind of, but the unique twist with this game is one animal only moves right. One animal only moves left.
Oh, God.
And one animal only jumps. But if you combine animals, they gain combined powers. So if you combine the one that walks...
So you can only move like left and right, or you can only move left and jump, or you could... Oh, God.
And it starts off easy enough where it's like you combine the three and then you just run and jump and get the key and go to the exit. But then you get to stages where like you need to jump over an animal so that they could walk past you, but you combine with a different one later. So one will get the key, but the other goes to the exit, which
oh god,
which pulls
yeah, no,
everyone.
I could see how this could get.
The game is fantastic. I am having a stupid amount of fun with it. It's only $5.
Oh, wow.
Which is even better. And with 80 stages, there's a lot to play.
Damn.
On top of that, it is on sale right now for $4.50.
Okay.
And if that's not good enough for you, we have codes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not only do we have two codes still to give away, but last night on Twitter, I was like, hey, who wants to play Dreamoles? Tell me why. 4 people got free game codes last night.
Nice.
4 people just got a free game just for talking to us.
And they didn't even have to listen to our shitty podcast.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Saving them all the steps. So yeah,
it's cutting out the middleman.
We have copies of Dreamals to give out for the PS4. We still have copies of Numa for Steam.
So you know what that means? That means you guys have to email us
at
the smlpodcast@gmail.com. What was that? That was
the Pappy.
I'm not playing your shitty game.
The
I'm not playing your shitty game
at the SML podcast
at gmail.com. All you gotta do is email us.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those aren't the only two games we have, because coming out December 4th is a game for the Xbox One called Rock Zombie.
Rock Zombie.
Which
Yeah. Was that beat 'em up?
It's a side scrolling beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring a trio of girls in a rock band where some kind of poisonous cloud comes into their concert and turns everyone into zombies.
So it sounds like a typical Japanese TV show.
It's not Japanese. It is from the same publishing crew that released Rockin' Racing, Off-Road Racing DX, or Rockin' whatever. It's a long title. Rockin' Racing Off-Road DX. So it's not the most polished game, but it is stupid fun.
Yeah, it looks fun.
I can't really talk about it too much because embargoes and shit like that.
Sure.
But we do have codes for that to give away.
Embargoed.
Embargoed.
And in January, we are going to have another game to give away from Enjoy Up Games called Unepic, which has been on the PC for quite a while.
Yo, so this game looks so cool. Can we talk about that one?
No.
Oh.
Not until January.
Oh, I want to talk about that one.
I want it now.
You can find PC footage of it.
It's cool.
I guess technically you could talk about the PC version.
I didn't see the PC version, so I can't. I'm not allowed.
It's Metroidvania style game. If I know Shiz wasn't a big fan of Rock and Racing,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't too sold by Rock Zombie so far, but if you were turned off by either of those games, don't ignore Unepic.
Dude, Unepic is really cool.
I'm watching the trailer on Steam. It's like if you enjoy D&D and go to the bathroom, that's the starter.
That's the starter.
The light goes out.
Metroidvania is all you gotta with heavy RPG elements.
Really heavy RPG elements. Like it's very in depth. It's very in depth. I like it. I like it a lot.
I am very eager to talk about this game when it comes out.
Yeah. That one's the hype is real.
I think this is going to be the next Quest to Dungeons for us, where we just rave about the game nonstop.
Oh, dude, I would probably be really bad at this game too, but I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but it's just like it's presented so well, and the storyline's really really cool, and the dialogue's cool, and they get it good. Like
I will say, I don't think this is breaking any kind of embargo or anything. The script is different from the PC version.
Okay,
the PC version has a very M-rated script.
Okay.
Like F-bombs. And it kind of felt more natural, but also more out of place in this game.
Okay.
Because you saw the game. It's not an M-rated game.
Mm.
Except from the dialogue. So they basically cleaned it up to be more appeal.
Yeah, but even there was still some dirtiness to it. Because I know he said pissed at one point.
That's not M-rated.
Yeah,
that's like E10 rated.
That
piss,
like actually piss.
Yeah,
like talking about the act of pissing.
That's rated PG movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Possibly
now, if you want to piss on your girlfriend. Now you're PG-13.
Possibly G rated even.
Wow.
Yeah, I think pissing on something.
Is there some sort of like golden shower scene in Inside Out that I just don't know about?
No, remember the Rugrats movie?
Frozen.
Was that it? Was okay.
Yeah, no.
Icicles.
The Rugrats movie with all the babies in the maternity ward just urinating everywhere. That was a G-rated movie.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was the song thing, and then they're all just it didn't show them pissing. It just showed like
the
streams of
thing?
Urine everywhere.
Thong,
what
thong,
the fuck?
Thong.
America.
Furkier.
America.
So Rock Band DLC this week is pretty cool.
Wow. Oh yeah.
A whopping six pack of Van Halen tracks.
And they're all good. They're all good. Like it's not, they're not filler. I'm so excited.
I know. What's everything there? Hot for Teacher. I don't
know. You got to pull it up because I don't want to be wrong. I know Cradle Will Rock is one of them. Running with the Devil. Unchained, I think, is one.
Yeah.
Which that's like, fuck yeah. Hot for Teacher.
Pappy, are you pulling it up?
Huh?
Yes, okay. Dance the Night Away? Pappy's on.
Yeah, I got him up. Running with the Devil, Ain't Talking About Love, Dance the Night Away, and The Cradle Will Rock, Unchained, and Hot for Teacher.
So the only one I missed was, what was the second one
Ain't
you said?
Ain't Talking About Love.
Ain't Talking About Love, yeah.
Still, I mean, if you're a Van Halen fan, then you're happy.
Oh, yeah. Those are all great songs. I'm very
probably just
going to
get Hot for Teacher.
I want all of them.
Oh, it's $10 for all of them. So you save $2.
Yeah, I'm gonna get all of them.
So a lot of people noticed that six brand new Rock Band songs showed up on the Xbox One store.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that five of them are part of GameStop's Black Friday deals with Rock Band. If you buy Rock Band at GameStop, you get a five-pack of songs. Beck, Dreams, Bourne's Electric Love, Catfish and the Bottle Men, Cocoon, Cold War Kids, First, and Ex-Ambassadors, Renegades. I really hope those come for everyone eventually, because I want those songs.
I would be surprised if they didn't have them on for individual sale.
Yeah, the news apparently just hit in the past 2 hours that that's what those songs are for. The Fallout Boy song also showed up, so I don't know what the deal is with that one.
That one could have just been a mistake.
Who knows? Exports are apparently coming in early 2016. So that is good Rock Band news.
Yep.
And any word on online?
No. It's not going to be in the December update.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how high of a priority it is for them, but there is a fun little crossover happening, and this could lead to Pappy's discussion for the week.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be free outfits in Rock Band 4. The Fallout 4 jumpsuit is going to be in Rock Band 4.
Nice.
And apparently, the person who set that deal in motion, even though he's not there to see it release, was Nick Chester. He's the one who got ball rolling.
That's hysterical.
Thank you, Nick Chester, for that.
That's really funny.
I will rock that. My drummer for the Poop Smiths will be wearing that jumper.
The Poop Smiths.
So
yes.
Uh,
not even the. No, I didn't even put the. It's just Poop Smiths.
Poop Smiths. Like, do you have what the hell is his name? Who's the singer for the Smith? Morrissey? So is your singer's name like, I don't know, like you have to come up with like a
no, I got
a poop
the generic band
from Morrissey.
That, yeah, I'm just Pappy
Dookie
the
Morrissey.
What's his first name again?
David Morton? No, not David.
Although it was funny when I was playing the story mode and I did the one concert, my whole band had gas masks on. So
for the poops.
Poop
so,
Smiths.
Yeah,
I like
Fallout.
That. Yeah, the random shit they do at the end of every tour. Like I had gas masks. The one of them. All my band got lice from crashing at a fan's place, so all of them were bald. So even the female guitarist just fucking the shit that they do in this game is really fun, man.
Like, that's funny.
I didn't see that one yet. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm doing all of the ones where you get more fans. Like I'm doing all of the, you know, like right now I'm touring Europe by having raised money for like from Kickstarter and shit. So
you're doing all the ones that we didn't do.
Yeah, we did all the outfit ones.
Yeah. Joe does all the ones to unlock shit. I'm just going for fans. I'm already on the fourth set, you know, out of what, six?
Something like that. We finished the tour
The tour, but now we're doing
I only play an hour a day.
That's actually more than we've been
Yeah.
recently.
But Yeah, well, I've also been going, like, there's days where I won't play the story at all. I'll just go and pick songs and
yeah.
see if I can get better. Like, I can actually do, I can 98% Gimme Chocolate on hard, on drums.
I'm actually really upset because I five-starred everything on disc, on expert.
But something
but
didn't
the,
register.
The achievement didn't pop.
And you don't know what song.
No. I have 5 stars in all of them.
But I'm saying one of the songs didn't register,
yeah.
and you can't find it because you have 5 stars in all of them.
Yeah.
The only solution is to do them all.
To play them all again.
And hope that
which,
it's one of the early ones.
Which that's still not a guarantee.
Yeah. That sucks.
On expert, man. Dang. I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah. And the only reason why Joe has that I got the achievement for Joe, and I can't even get it for myself.
You did one song for me.
Still, if it was not for that song,
true.
You know what?
It's possible in time I might have gotten it, but
you know what band will kill me on expert is fucking Bad Religion.
They're fast.
Yeah, well, just the drummer. Like, I think he just has a seizure.
I think live on the show, Pappy needs to play Dream Genie on expert.
Oh my god!
Is that a disc song?
Yes.
Yep. Is it worse than Nine Inch Nails?
What
do you
fucking
think?
Perfect Drug?
Yeah. Oh God, I did that one. I was like, man, I love this song. Oh, what the fuck is this?
What is this nonsense?
How about Hand in My Pocket?
Yo, fuck that chorus, dude. Like we were playing
problem is honestly the drum fills because you know you're just going da 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 da, and all
drum
of a sudden it feels like brr, brr, brr. I'm like, no, motherfuckers, this isn't in the song.
See, now here's the thing. I refuse. Once I got the achievement where it was like do all the dynamic fills or whatever, I turned them off. Like, because they're distracting. They don't feel correct. Like, just do the static. Like, don't do the ones where like you play whatever you want. Just do it where it's the constant chart.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it makes no goddamn sense. And then you still get songs like One Hand in My Pocket from
Alanis Morissette.
Dude, like we played. What I don't know how many songs do we play that day? We probably played at least like what, like 30,
something like that.
I 5-starred every fucking song.
He 3-starred.
I 3-starred.
Damn,
I 3-starred this fucking.
That was hysterical.
Like, and what else did we play? We played like Dream Theater. We played like fucking like we're doing like all this really difficult shit, and I'm killing it. And then yeah,
you don't realize it, but if you pay attention to the drums.
It's
and
a fucking,
hand in my pocket.
It's a retard. Like, and the way
because,
that it's charted,
because it's all
like,
programmed.
Well, it's not. That's the thing. It's not programmed. That's a real drummer. That's
in Hand in My Pocket. I thought
yeah.
the actual drums in the song were programmed, but like people
oh,
still
they,
played on tour.
Well, it could have been. It could have been the actual. There's actual drum samples, so I don't know if they just programmed it. But the way that it's split up, like the charting of it on Rock Band. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, I tried rereading that chart, like, so many different times, and I'm just like, this just.
What's the one that was fucking my, oh, man. It was
like,
one of the 90s
I really want
pop
Pappy
songs.
To play Dream Genie right now.
I haven't even played Dream Genie yet.
Like, I really just want to hear him fire up Dream Genie and just be like, what the fuck is this?
While you guys talk, I'm gonna find the one song that my arm damn near fell off because I did not expect it to be that active, with the drums. It was just fucking ridiculous.
Oh, it's probably that black metal song.
No. This was a 90s pop song.
On disc or DLC?
I'm looking through the list of the disc to see if I think it was disc.
I'm looking through the 14 songs I own to see.
Listen, I don't have that many either.
Gin Blossoms, The Follow You Down.
Dude, I like what? I almost full charted that, didn't I?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I it remember. Wasn't hard. I'm just saying, like, I did not expect it to be that active with drums. Like, when you listen to a song, like, I'm not a drummer. I don't listen to the drum part. Now I'm doing it more. Now that the more I play, the more I'm listening to it in music. But I love that song. You know, I've mm-hmm. listened, you know, 20 years now, but then all of a sudden I go to play it and I'm like, holy fuck.
Yep.
Like what is this?
I want to say I actually got 99% on that because I was really pissed because I missed like a note.
Yeah, thanks to the bass pedal, I have yet to 100% any song yet.
I am convinced that that bass drum pedal is not like the bass drum just straight up doesn't work in the new.
Yeah, I got mad the one time. I was hitting it and watching it, and it wasn't registering. So no joke, I was stomping the fucking thing for like half a song.
Now here's the thing.
Full stomping it.
I feel like I may have found a sweet spot on a lot of the things. Because the pedal, you can't stomp on it, but you can't just finesse it either. Like you have to make sure that the pedal comes all the way back and then put it back down. Yeah. But you can't,
which it makes it hard with some of the harder songs.
Oh my god,
where
it's impossible.
Double bassing it. Yeah.
And then the other problem is I tried hooking up another pedal. Initially, we actually hooked up three because it was funny. We used a headphone splitter, and in theory, it worked because every time that you pressed a pedal down, it would trigger. But you couldn't have more than one pedal pressed at once. And most of the time, most drummers, if they play heel up, they'll have their foot on the pedal, and the pedal will be pressed down when they're resting.
So I could succeed with that because I have my feet up, and then I just, you know, the heel's on the ground, and I just press down when I have to hit it. So
yeah, so,
I think
so
I'd
for you, it may work just fine. For me, it does not.
Yeah.
And again, even with the regular pedal just running one pedal, it becomes a problem because a lot, like you said, a lot of those faster things, like, I know full well, like, shit, this is my job. Like, I drum for a living.
You know you're hitting the damn thing.
I know I'm hitting it. Like, and don't get me wrong. Like, I know that I'm not going to be one of those guys that's like, dude, I'm fucking playing everything perfect. Like, fuck this game. Like, it's not that. I know that there's times where I, like, misread the chart or whatever. But when I know it's, like, a very basic thing and I'm hitting the notes and I know that I'm on time because I'm listening, like, and we've redone the calibration and all that kind of stuff.
It's
you can tell when the pedal isn't registering because everything else is working.
Yeah. And that's why they brought somebody from Reddit up to Harmonix, like a professional drum streamer, to basically work with them on how it's being played in the real world and, you know, professional drummers actually drumming on it. Oh, bourbon.
You totally should
Surge.
Have just did that in the...
Surge.
In the,
right
yeah,
in
they
mouth.
They have... They have a whole new calibration setup coming, I believe, in December sometime. I don't know if it's part of the update or if it's after the update, but they're completely redoing how calibration works. They're still trying to push out new firmware for the drum kits. So they're working on it.
No, I know they're working on it.
Good.
But it's just one of those things where currently it can be very frustrating for drummers. But...
Or wannabes like me.
But... Yeah, and see, and that's where I kind of feel like it's mostly a deterrent because certain
if
people are going to
be
like,
my love.
Certain people
yeah,
are going to think
I'm
that
really
they're
enjoying
not doing
it,
right.
And it's frustrating when I'm like, did I miss the note or did
or is
it
just
not register?
Working? Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, and that's the thing, like, a friend of mine actually asked me, like, hey, I want to start getting, you know, I want to start learning drums. And I only gave private lessons for a very short amount of time, but every single one of my students that I had, I encouraged them to get Rock Band 3 at the time. It was the only one.
For $199 at Target.
Well, here's the thing. I'm talking a few years ago.
And I just tying it back in.
Yes. Right now you can get it for $199 at Target for Black Friday.
The red kit.
The red kit, which, fuck, man, I want that.
I wish I knew. God damn it.
Yeah, I wish I knew.
I might just go do that to tick you guys off.
I want the red guitar so bad.
I want the red drums, man.
Red drums, red drums.
Red drums, red drums.
Let's go halvesies on it.
Oh, my God.
You get the drum kit, I get the guitar.
Oh, don't do this to me, because I don't have the money.
Red drums, red drums.
Anyway.
Let's come with a new mic, too, because I have no idea where I put mine.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's they're
okay. So Pappy could cover 100. I cover 50. You cover 50. I get the guitar. You get the drums. Pappy gets the
$100 microphone.
We'll give him the game disc and the box.
But yeah, like so they asked me. They're like, you know, should I recently? I was asked by someone, you know, and I wanted to suggest the new Rock Band, but unfortunately, I actually told them, I was just like, listen, you know, if you pick this up, it's going to work well, but it's not going to be perfect. Yeah, like, it's not going to be perfect. However, if you can find a 360 version of Rock Band 3 with all the drum tutorials that they had in there, and you can slow the things down, and that was fucking perfect. Like, it was like the greatest teaching tool in the fucking world. Because you're getting real time, like, okay, I'm late. Okay, I'm early. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, and having that little bit of, like, immediate feedback of what you need to change is fucking incredible. So I really hope
I need to learn how to get
implement.
Both arms to work independently. That's my next step.
The leg independence.
That's always the hardest one for people.
I'm getting that, like, but again, with just on the note. Like, I have no problems hitting it on the note. But if it's that off where it's like hit with your, you know, hit a drum and then bump with the bass, I'm still a little iffy on that. Like, I'm probably running like 75% accuracy.
See, but here's the funny
part. I'm right arm dominant really bad, so I find that I'm doing songs and my left hand is only hitting the far left drum. And my right's trying to do everything else. I need to get that left hand to cross over or cover other notes.
So Pappy,
cover these nuts.
I'm gonna give you two suggestions. One, since you know that is your weak point, sit down without the game being on at the drum kit, and literally just use your like right hand kick, right hand kick, right hand kick, and just kind of like
and left hand for everything else.
And just get the pattern of having them not be on the same beat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like just one, like all the one, like one, two, three, four. Make all those your right hand. Make the and so like one
the
and
ands.
Two
okay.
and three, and make put those on the kick drum. And
and
just like go online, get yourself like a metronome or something like that. Set it really, really low, and do that to the metronome, and then just gradually speed it up. And you'd be surprised like how quickly you'll start to understand, because it's all muscle memory at a certain point.
Okay.
So once you feel comfortable with not doing them together, then it'll start to make more sense when you go to try and do it, because your body will be used to the motion.
The motion.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say how much I love the fact that I brought up the Fallout costumes and Rock Band to segue into Pappy talking about Fallout.
And it turned into us
and
talking
it turned
about
into
actually,
Rock
that
Band
was,
talk.
Actually, when he was done, I was going to say, now let's move on to something far more important, Fallout. But
yes.
Joe beat me to it.
So before Pappy goes
one
on.
Hour, I am 1 day and 17 hours in. I'm level 31.
Oh, you
I haven't
you
even found
me.
The Institute yet.
I am level 30, and I just entered Diamond City.
Okay, you win. I did all the quests up to, I talked to the doctor hiding in the, I talked to the doctor, and I've been told where to go to find the Institute, and that's where I'm at.
I don't know what Institute you're talking about.
Where I'm at is actually in an airship with the Brotherhood of Steel.
Didn't even know there were airships. So
no, this doesn't spoil anything for you, though. I mean, it's just stuff. You know, as you get more followers, you want to, you know, spend time with each of them to unlock more shit. But there's major factions that you'll run into.
I'm at the Brotherhood. I did some.
It's a Brotherhood. There's the Railroad. There's the Militiamen. And I guess that's it for the good side.
No.
Or not good side, but story. And you can unlock almost all the quests with it. You can join them all in that, like, you know, the Brotherhood guy won't follow you until you quote-unquote join. But I guess someone told me later on you'll have to choose which faction that you want to back.
Yeah.
But I'm nowhere near there.
I do like how Paladin Dance for the Brotherhood pretty much sounds like George Clooney.
And he's a fucking tank. I discovered I think I might have killed Strong before I even realized he was a, you know, companion character.
Who?
There's a super mutant named Strong who's a companion.
Nice.
I think I might have killed him. I'm only missing two companions. Strong and then some lady in the combat zone.
Oh, I have her.
Yeah.
She loves it when you do bad things. Like, when you pick locks, it's like, oh, she liked that.
No, that's that's the other one too. Like, Piper loves it when you pick locks. Like, I don't understand it. Valentine likes it when you hack shit. Or he hacks shit for you.
I haven't even gotten him yet. I got the
He's
quest.
A story character.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I got the quest to go find him, and I'm like, I'll go over here instead.
It's fun. Like, I like the guy, but some people won't talk to you. With this, without spoiling anything, if you have Valentine as your companion, there are certain people who will not even give you the time of day.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, level 30, and I just entered Diamond City.
Best achievement I got so far, score a touchdown. Have you guys gotten that achievement?
Yeah,
yet?
I got that.
Yeah, get hit by a nuke. Get hit by a mini nuke, score a touchdown.
Technically, yes. That's supposed to be when the suicider kills you, but I just got shot with one and it counted.
Yeah. I got hit. I didn't even see it. Like, there were assholes on a bridge shooting at me. So I get my scope and I scope way up. Because I'm playing pure rifles. Like, I have my the laser musket up to 6 cranks. Like, I got my science up to 3, and I can kill a Deathclaw in 2 shots. Like, that's where I'm at. So I scope [S2] Nice. [S1] Up to see this little blue thing coming at me. I'm like, oh, what's that? And I come off the scope just in time to see it hit right in front of me and gone. And then, boom, achievement unlocked.
Did you get the home run achievement?
No, I haven't done any melee weapons at all.
No, that's not a melee quest. Go to Diamond City. It's a baseball field. Run the bases.
That's it?
Run the bases.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll have to go do that one. That's an easy one.
Yeah, where you first go in is home plate, and you just follow the diamond around. Home run.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really loving how they did the new creation system. The only thing I miss is making your own bullets, because since I'm using so many laser weapons, I sold 2,000 10mm rounds, because Jesus. That was only half of my 10mm rounds.
I need 10mm wow. rounds.
Yeah, but I can't buy enough fucking fusion cells to keep myself, because, you know, the musket, every crank is one round, so I fire a full-on 6 shot, that's 6 rounds.
That's why I use a sniper rifle.
I have a 50 cal and I have a 38 pipe sniper, a laser musket, and my backup is Paladin, that weapon the Paladin Dance gives you.
He didn't give me one yet, so I don't think.
Well, he'll give you one, and that's my backup.
But I have 5 weapons on me at all times. I have a pistol and a laser rifle, which I switch between. And I keep the pistol because it has explosive rounds, which is always fun.
Yeah.
I have a sniper rifle for distance shit. I have a shotgun for close-up shit. And then I have a melee weapon.
I have a bayonet on my pipe rifle
and
for close-up.
Every single one of the items that I have with me are legendary items.
Jeez.
Yeah.
With the star on them.
Star, yeah. You'll get so many that they cease to even matter. Like, because I went and did a quest... And I got, like, if I got it at level 5, it would have been an amazing weapon. But at level 30, I'll get it. And I'm like, here you go, companion.
There you go.
Like, I have a minigun that also deals 15 incineration damage with every hit.
See, I never brought a minigun with me because they're so heavy.
No, that's when you're into power armor.
Yeah, like, true.
I have a rocket launch. I have a three rocket launcher. I've got the nuke launcher. I've got, I've got the fucking... 3 miniguns. I even got to the point where I broke down 2 rocket launchers. So I'm like, I already have the legendary one.
I've broken down all my rocket launchers. Because...
Yeah. Well, I keep them for, like, there's a legendary Deathclaw in a quest.
Nice.
Trapped in a building. So when I decide to go do that, I'm going to go in power armor with a fucking rocket launcher.
The one town I was in had a gigantic tower. And there was like an alpha Deathclaw wandering around.
Yeah.
And I just started shooting the motherfucker from up in the tower.
Yeah, I went up to the top, turned on the siren, and the alpha Deathclaw and a legendary raider fought each other.
Yep.
And the raider won, so I sniped him.
Really?
And then another Deathclaw showed up, and I sniped it.
Because for me, the alpha Deathclaw like one-shotted the legendary raider. I was laughing my ass off.
Hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but they were having an epic battle, and I was just laughing through the scope.
Man,
No, man, the only problem I have right now is there's just not enough adhesive in the game.
No. Get a garden going on and just make that vegetable starch shit.
That's still not enough. Like, because I upgraded all of my power armor to Delta, which each one was like 14 adhesive for each part. Yeah.
I haven't done much in science stuff, so.
I said science 3. No. Armor 2, gunsmith 1, but I have 3 in single shot rifles, and I have 1 star in automatic rifles. 10 charisma.
God.
10 charisma?
Yeah. So I pretty much auto.
He lives in a fantasy world. He needs to have that fantastic.
Yeah, I always go. Well, because they said luck was kind of OP and broken a little bit. So I don't know. I just made it harder on myself and kept a luck of 4 up to this point. But yeah, I upped my charisma. My strength is only a 4.
My strength is up high because I carry a lot of junk.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah, it takes me a minute. That's why I put dots in rifles so I could deal, 60% damage, ignore armor and all that stuff. But in a fight, it takes me a minute. But yeah, you give me a conversation and I win that shit.
I really want to play the game, but I don't know. There's so many other games that I want to play, though.
What have you been playing?
I started playing Diablo again.
What else?
Many other games.
I mean, like, what else is new?
We've done the Diablo cast dozens of times. What else have you played?
I've been playing Halo 5. I like the multiplayer. I've been enjoying that.
Fuck yeah, Warzone.
Yeah, we were just playing last night.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting to
45 minutes.
Fuck off. You're going to play Warzone.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
He's going to play Dream Genie.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
I got a Dream Genie.
Dude, play the song.
It's
got a Game Gear. I'm going to play that.
He's going to use his Game Genie on Dream Genie. So I've been playing. I feel like the more and more that I play Halo, I've actually gotten much better at it because I haven't really played a lot of Halo because now, like, dude, we played last night. Dude, I was third on an entire fucking Warzone team.
Yeah.
Like, I
could only do that if there were 2 other people that were bots.
Dude, and I was, and I wasn't even, I didn't have vehicles. I didn't, like, it was just me and a gun. Like, I was just housing people.
Burned through those vehicles fast, man. I don't understand how some of these people were bringing in tanks like every fucking 10 minutes.
Well, I have a ton of cards that I just don't use.
Yeah, me too.
And that's and that's another thing that I actually like about the idea of Halo 5 is because now with the rec packs, like, there's reasons to sit and just play and play and play and
true.
Like, instead of, like, when you get a lot of these online multiplayer games that are geared in this kind of way, they're not really rewarding you for the amount of time that you put into the game. However, with Halo 5, you feel like you're actually getting something out of it because you're getting the rec packs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's been a while since. I mean, I don't think I've ever really gotten this much enjoyment out of a console shooter, in a long time. It's sure as shit not multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why I love Halo, man. It's always been fun for me. But
I think Warzone just
nice.
Brings it to a whole new level.
Warzone's the only thing I've been playing. I haven't even played the other, game modes.
I just don't, like, Joe and I, well, we encountered when we were playing 2 weeks ago. It's just, the only time it's not fun is when it's unbalanced to the point where the other team isn't even, like, showing any good sportsmanship, you know. We're down by 800 points, and they've got 3 tanks in our fucking spawn. You know, it's like, come on, man, you're gonna win. Why are you wasting your cards?
See, but the funny thing is, and we proved this last night. There was certain points in that one game that we were in where, we ended up getting pretty much annihilated. However, there was a lot of, like, really funny stuff that me and you were doing where it was like, well, even, like, I'd run off and I would just by myself. I would run off and I would, like, just go to this one area that nobody else was in.
Yeah.
And just take everything over. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh shit, there's this area over here that nobody's been paying attention to except for that one fucking dude. Like,
that fucking guy.
Yeah.
So, and little stuff like that. And I think that's why I like Warzone so much, is because you have those moments where if people aren't paying attention to what's going on, you can get stomped.
You can ninja shit in
there.
Dude,
you can ninja ghost cap, like, the shit out of stuff if you're paying attention right. Like, a lot of the times what I like to do is I will just pick one thing. And just, I'm just going to pick one front, and I'm just going to constantly go to that front. And then once it gets to the point where that gets taken over, because eventually the people that are going that way are going to give up on it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just a matter of, like, persistence. And at least even running with a crew of, like, one or two other people is incredible. Like, it makes me, and I've made this reference before, but I really think it holds true. If you've ever done Planetside where you're trying to do, and this is, like, Tim and I used to play it a lot, but you would go off to these little locations.
Those are in the double-digit episodes, kids.
Double-digit episodes.
even all the way back to possible single episode, single digits.
Yeah, that's true, because it's been out for a long time. But you get these little, like, battles, and you get these little, like, missions that you give yourself that you're just going to go off. You're going to do this thing just, like, super sneaky and just, like, run in and be, like, super, like, just under the radar, and then all of a sudden, like, boom, you just took over control of this thing, and now yeah. It becomes a problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love doing that shit. And I love the fact that they're dropping in AI units and stuff like that. So even if you're not doing well.
The only things I can kill.
even if you're not doing well against the actual players, you can sit and just kind of, like, you know, go to town with all these AI characters. So I think it's really, really fun. I'm enjoying it a lot. So I think because of Halo 5, it's one of the main reasons why I haven't even paid attention to get myself my own copy of Fallout, especially because there's so much good stuff coming out in the next couple weeks.
I'll be honest, man. Even if I buy something on Black Friday, it's going to sit there until Christmas break for me. Like,
yep.
I'm just having so much fun with Fallout. I already want to beat the story and start with an evil character, but I know I still have at least 15 more hours in this, you know, in this game.
That's
before
great.
I even start.
See, and you know, and I'm excited to finally have, like, my first true Fallout experience. I mean, at least with how little I did play of it, I do like where it was going.
This game is so popular that Pornhub noticed a decrease in traffic the day it was released.
I saw that, and I thought that was one of the funniest things ever.
That is funny as shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that speaks to the popularity of a game that people even took a day off from wanking it.
Oh my god.
Yep. That's really funny.
But yeah, I got nothing else to talk about. That's all I've been playing.
I dabbled a bit in Tomb Raider. I need to play more.
Dude, it looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a game as gorgeous as Tomb Raider.
Dude, it looks so good. Holy shit.
I definitely need to play it more, but so much other shit. But before we wrap things up, we did get an email.
Okay.
I was pretty, I saw the name and I'm like, I never got an email from them before. From Roman Ekevarena, I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. Episode 128, Yesai Ninja Update.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
128. All right.
I think he meant 138.
Yeah.
Because Yesai Ninja. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hi, guys. My name's Roman. I'm one of the producers here at Rico Technology.
Okay.
So let's take a pause right there. This wasn't to my personal email, which is where I've been conducting basically all podcast business, talking with people. This was to our show email, which
we finally get an email from one of the developers who's like, you guys are shit.
Yeah, basically.
Awesome.
But yeah, at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. So not only did he listen to the show, he listened enough to hear us mention the email address.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So first off, props to you for having the patience to do that and put up with us that long.
Oh, there goes the headphone.
But yeah, I automatically think it's pretty awesome that he took the time out to email the show.
Yeah.
He says, hey, my name's Roman. I'm one of the producers here at Rico Technology. We recently listened to your episode, so multiple people.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Well, that's how they did it. They each took a 5-minute chunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, did
they say it yet? Oh, okay, no. All right. Did they say it yet?
We recently listened to your episode of the SML podcast, and more specifically to your mentions of Yesai Ninja. We just want to thank you guys for the good words on our game, and especially the update. Our people put a lot of work into it, and even though the game still needs more polishing, it's nice to see that someone has noticed the improvements. We've also taken note of your feedback and will apply on further updates and projects. If you have any more questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. And he even, let me see if I have the email address, because he gave the okay to have people contact him. If I could, I'll check in a second. We also reactivated our Facebook page and Twitter account at Rico Technology, R-E-C-O Technology. So you can always reach us through there. Thanks again for the kind words, guys. Means a lot for a young studio such as ours. Best regards, Roman.
Cool.
Nice.
So I think that is super, super awesome that
we have directly affected the gaming industry.
Oh, shit.
God. Roman
Eke. Don't let it go to your heads.
Roman Echevarrena. RomanEchevarrena at ricotech.es. So if you have feedback on the game, feel free to hit them up. I just want to say we've been doing this for 2.5 years. We've interviewed a ton of people. We've talked to some really, really awesome guests and weirdos like Mike Micah and Bob Baffy.
Yeah.
2.5 years. Jesus
this,
Christ.
I think this means more than anything else that a developer contacted us to thank us for covering their game. And, you know, people have been hard on Yesai Ninja.
Yeah.
And we weren't the kindest, I guess. Like,
no, we really weren't.
I think we were harsh but fair.
Yes.
And I think that's something that a lot of people out there aren't.
Yeah. I think
it's,
they kind
of
blow
things
out of proportion.
It's also, it's so much easier to get people to listen or hit or whatever if you bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But that's not our focus.
Yeah.
I actually had a brief conversation with the guy. I said, hey, Roman, thanks so much for the reply, and I'm glad you're happy with our discussion in the game. Too many critics out there are all too happy to focus on the negatives and just hate on every part of a game, but I feel it's more important to focus on the positives of the game while still acknowledging the bad and hoping to help improve the faults of the games. So many people forget that the games they play are made by people who worked hard on that title, and that's why we still like focusing on the good and the bad and being fair with titles. Which I think a lot of people forget.
I agree.
Like, yeah. People make this shit. This is someone's life going
right
into the game. It might not be the greatest game, but those people fucking tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to poke fun when a massive failure comes out, but that's more a big studio failure, like, you know, Assassin's Creed.
Like Unity.
Like Call of Duty.
Like Unity.
Like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, that was a preventable problem. But you're, especially with the smaller studios, man, they're busting their asses. They're trying to get stuff. And, you know, you can only do so much with so much time and money.
Mm. Yeah, but he even replied back, hey, Joe, those are precisely my thoughts. I started working for Rico not so long ago, but I know how frustrating it can be to hear and listen to toxic feedback all the time, especially for the team. I mean, I'm one of the producers and the first line of defense whenever anyone mentions our game, but it does have an impact on the rest of the team. That's why it feels so good to hear that the update was helpful. I'll communicate your concerns to my bosses about the price, because I did mention I still think that's one of the biggest issues.
Oh, yeah.
And see how it goes. And it feels good to know that we made someone's day, basically.
Well, not only that, cool. I mean, I'm just glad that it's being acknowledged of how we're approaching it, because the main thing is to be harsh but fair.
Yeah.
And I think fairness is always the main thing, but again, there's too many people focused on just the negative.
I wouldn't even say that you were being harsh. I honestly think that you were just pointing out, hey, here's the good, here's the bad, you know?
Right. But like, even still, I mean, like, it's not, well, and that's the thing.
I think
guess
it's, negative criticism is hard. A lot of people don't take it very well, and I won't even say you know, today's people in general.
A lot of people don't give it well either.
That's very
true. Yeah.
I mean,
the internet, it's easier to get feedback than ever before, but it's harder to get
constructive
criticism.
Yeah.
Because it's the anonymity, people are like, oh, your shit's fucking weak. And that's it. It's like,
shit's
thanks.
You're like, okay, how?
Your shit's weak. Because it's weak, bro.
Because you're a fucking noob. It's obvious.
Yeah.
You made me jump with the right bumper instead of the A button. Fuck you.
Pappy. He's so salty. It's so salty.
I had to make a joke out of that. Since you
it's like even Shiz.
I honestly
haven't
played enough of Mad Max to give a full critique of it, to be honest. You know,
I understand.
I don't care for what I played, but yeah. I haven't played enough to say this is a good game or a bad game in my eyes. You know?
Well, if we get someone from Avalanche on, I'll make sure to leave you off of that episode.
Or no, or let me know so I can play a couple hours of the game. And then
give it a fair critique.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played for 45 minutes and I didn't know it's a
You're a piece of shit and so is your game.
Yeah, fuck you, noob.
But it's like Shiz. I mentioned like Rock Zombies to him. I'm like, he's like, who's that? I was like, oh, it's from the guys who made Rock and Racing. He's like, oh yeah, that game sucks. I'm like,
I
thought it was decent. Like it wasn't a great game. It's not going to set the world on fire, but it worked. First off, it worked.
However, the one main flaw that I had with it was the physics. Because when you would land in certain spots, it would just like you'd lose
bounce
you
like crazy.
Right. Aside from that, it was still playable.
It was
there was a lot of
serviceable
levels,
game.
Yeah, sure.
Joe, real quick before we go, I pulled up my Xbox. There are a couple of deals with gold to help people out with the holidays, I'd like to mention.
Okay.
Tai Chi for Beginners is $6.69. Jillian Michaels Ripped in 30 is $6.69. And Extreme Combat for Xbox Fitness is $20.09.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I have a glandular problem.
Since we're all about to enjoy Thanksgiving and the holidays, I will be doing Tai Chi in the mornings.
I do love that they put a bunch of workout shit on sale.
That
this
is very
week.
Funny. However,
yeah, no, I'm not joking. I bought a bunch of workout stuff that I've been doing lately, and it's nice because we don't get super cold, but we get like 30 mile an hour winds here. It's hard to go jogging. It's easy to come home to the Kinect and do a 40 minute workout.
Yeah.
You
true.
Know, with
I have
and
I,
there's no
I have
excuse.
Bad,
I'm working in front of my computer. Why not fucking exercise? You know,
yeah, right.
Yeah, in front of my TV.
I kind of had a good train of thought on talking about like reviews and shit, and Pappy's like, let me interrupt you and just kill all momentum.
Yeah, no, you were being too serious. Fuck off.
You're being too serious.
So I guess it's time to wrap this up. We're 2 hours in.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed this special Thursday episode.
Yeah, I would say I'd release it on Thursday. Why not?
Yeah, happy.
Actually, you know what you should do? You should be like Thursday morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, God damn it.
That could be the title, Thanksgiving.
I would definitely mention that we're going over Black Friday deals.
Yeah. And there, keep in mind, we should have another episode up this week because we are going to be talking with some developers on Thursday. I'm guessing you won't be here for that. Pappy, I don't know if you will
I have a show in Maryland.
I got to hit up a friend, but otherwise, my Thanksgiving is probably going to be all by myself.
Yeah, I figured you're just going to fucking fall out.
Well,
I was going to
hit up a friend. A good friend of mine, he just went to Korea for a year. His wife is staying here. So I was going to see if she wanted to go hit up the buffet so we could have someone else cook for us. Because it's Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at a casino on Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, $20 all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet. Fuck it, you know?
Well, keep in mind, we'll be recording at, like, 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, no,
Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I'll have any issues getting out. I just have to find out what the fuck game developer.
Well, I did email you about it.
What the fuck game?
Oh, that was... Okay, I'll have to hit that up.
Yeah.
I like what the fuck game.
Yeah, I'll give it a try Thursday morning.
We're going to be talking with Extra Mile Games. They are about to start a Kickstarter for... Fuck, what was the name of it?
Was it the Beat 'Em Up?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck was the name of it?
Shit, let me pull it up. I feel like a dick now.
I'm going to race you. You can just edit this out, right?
Night City Assault, a 2D Metroidvania beat-em-up RPG set in the 80s. The Kickstarter should hopefully be going early December, I think. But we are going to talk to them. We are going to hear about the game. I got my hands on a brief little demo of it, basically a proof of concept, and we're going to talk with them on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll have a second episode up this week.
It looks really cool. I kind of get this like Double Dragon Neon vibe from it.
And I think the coolest part about this is these are the first guys to approach
us
about doing an interview.
Mm-hmm. We did not contact them.
Those stupid assholes.
Stupid bastards.
Poor bastards.
That's okay.
So listen, listeners.
Why?
So why?
So come on, listeners. Do us a solid. Check out their Kickstarter when it launches. The details will be in the next episode. Episode 141. We go the extra mile for interviews.
That's so true.
Well, it's extra mile game, so.
I get it. So, enjoy your time with your families. I will be playing gigs until my arms fall off.
Nice.
I will be sitting at home alone.
Well, Pappy, I'll FaceTime you or something. I'll Skype
you. No, I'm going to look up some Thanksgiving themed pornography.
You can watch Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Actually, my joke was, since I'm single and living 3,500 miles from my family, I was going to watch Schindler's List on Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Because I've never seen it before. I figured that'll cheer me up.
Don't do that one. Don't. Oh, man. Don't do that one. Oh, that might be like the worst idea I've ever heard. Oh, my God.
I think we need to end the show before.
Dude, like that's.
That just got dark.
Wow. Here I am thinking like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe he's going to sit and watch, like, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles or, like...
No, I'm totally going to just have fun. Yeah, Fallout, I'll do the podcast, I'll do... I was thinking actually watching A Christmas Story. For some reason, I wanted to watch that lately.
That's... I'm sorry.
I like that movie.
Fucking Schindler's List.
I was gonna.
So
we actually
Pappy,
made a list of movies.
You can't defend what you said anymore.
That's pretty bad.
No. At work, I was joking about it. We made a list of movies, like four movies to watch in order for me to watch on Thanksgiving.
Oh
and
God!
See
quick,
if
hit
I,
stop before he talks.
No. I want to know.
Oh God.
It was shit. It was Schindler's List, Max and Me.
What?
Grave of the Fireflies and Dear Zachary in that order.
What the fuck? That's so horrible. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
But to be completely honest, if you are suffering from any kind of seasonal depression or you are alone from friends and family, call somebody. There's hotlines out there if you just want to talk. I mean, fuck, if you just want to talk to me, you know.
Cause, yeah,
because
apparently you're gonna be watching Schindler's List and crying yourself to sleep. Like,
yeah,
God.
But no,
hey, crying
for me,
is the only
joke.
Way he can masturbate anymore.
Yeah,
the lube is just too good.
I ran out of lube, and depression is no joke. I crack jokes about it at times, but it's I've gone through depression.
Oh,
so
we
for
all
me,
have.
Poking fun at it is my way of coping with it. But if you are having a serious problem, this is the only time I'll really be serious on this podcast is you know, don't just suffer alone. Talk to somebody. You'd be surprised at how many people can help.
And I want to tack on to what he's saying, that if you are having depression issues and you need someone to talk to, don't call Pappy, because chances are he's going to blow you off to watch Netflix. So fuck
or,
you,
or
happy Thanksgiving.
Or... Just don't watch Schindler's List by yourself on Thanksgiving, because that's like the most, like the most gut-wrenching thing I could ever possibly think. Like,
no, Chris, I'm saying this out of experience.
No, I understand. I understand.
Out
I
of
do.
Experience of calling, of texting Pappy and being, hey, do you want to play a game? I need someone to talk to.
I wouldn't blow you off for being depressed. I'll blow you off for video games all the time.
Oh, no, Pappy. You have most definitely blown me off when I was like, I really need someone to talk to. To be fair, you were drunk.
Yeah, 24/7 at the time. My bout of alcoholism. I was going to say that I'm pretty sure that I wasn't sober when you tried that.
I don't know if you were necessarily sober or drunk at the time, but most times it was like, oh, I have Netflix plans with Kat tonight.
But that's also drunk stupors, which that happens.
So again, if you need someone to talk to, call me.
Watch.
Don't call Pappy.
Call Joe. Call Joe, and you guys, and you can watch. I don't know why, but I just said Marley and Me. I was like, I don't know
what
why
the
that.
Fuck is your problem?
I don't know.
You can watch. No, call Joe, and you guys can stream Mac and Me together.
I don't know why my brain went to Marley and Me, because I'm like, well, what other depressing movies can you?
Hey, how about you fire up Old Yeller after that?
And then make sure you watch the first Air Bud, and stop the movie as soon as the dog gets on the raft and goes down the river.
What other movies do the animals die at the end? Can we recommend?
What is it? Fox and the Hound? Does that have, is it like does
watch
that...
Bambi?
Yeah, Fox and the Hound. Bambi. Yeah,
watch
Fox
Bambi,
Hound.
But only like the first part of Bambi.
Plague Dogs. Watch Plague Dogs and what's the other one that the studio did? The rabbits. Watership Down.
Make sure to watch The Mist.
The Mist. Yeah. The Happening. That'll make you feel better about yourself.
if you want to laugh. I mean,
just actually, you know what you need to do? Just find the monologue. Find the monologue where Wahlberg is. It's that's him, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Find him where he's talking to the plant. Find that monologue and just put that on repeat. Because that's like, that will make you feel infinitely better about yourself.
No, it'll make me feel worse because I realized he got paid $1 million to talk to that plant.
Oh, damn it. Shut up. Like, I felt so much better about the fact that
I
didn't
do that.
Do you
want to know what you feel better about?
What?
The Bucks beat the Eagles. Good night, everybody.